This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is 8:24 a.m. on a Tuesday. Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. My name is Andy Herman. Thanks so much for joining us today, as always, for the Pack-A-Day Radio Show from 8 to 9, Monday through Friday, right here on The Fan. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up from 9 to 11 today, so don't miss that as well. We are being joined now by the one and only Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. You can find him on social media at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, it is great to be back chatting with you. Thanks so much for coming on and taking some time today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. How are we doing today, Andy?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
Doing well. Doing
are
well.
You in Green Bay or are you at the Combine right now?
No, I always do the owner's meeting. You get two off-season trips, Combine or owner's meeting. So we have Dominique Yates and Tom Silverstein down for us at the Combine today. We'll have me and Pete Doherty at the owner's meeting next month.
Gotcha. Well, that works out perfect. Let me ask you this. We'll start here since we're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst at the top of the hour here. If you were down at the combine and you could ask Goody an opening question or just a question in general, what would be the one question that would be on your mind today as Goody gets set to speak?
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to think as we get prepared to listen to Brian Gutekunst, what question could be asked in which he would actually give at the podium in Indianapolis some type of informative answer.
Like, right.
I don't know. You know, the big news is going to be Jair Alexander.
Yep.
That's what we're going to want to know. Is he coming? Is he staying? Leaving? What's the deal? What's the future with Jair Alexander in Green Bay? I don't harbor any notion that Brian Gutekunst is actually going to answer that question right now. As we know, he likes to hold the cards very close to his vest. So we'll see. Maybe there's some nuggets there, but I think that's the biggest news. And then obviously the combine is about offseason needs. It's about charting your course forward and having those back hallway conversations to kind of get the ball rolling on where you want to go in terms of roster building when free agency hits next month. So if there's any tidbits there, obviously that'll be interesting. I don't expect him to say much, Shandy.
My thought process, I talked a little bit with Justice Fusceda yesterday too, is my thought is that anything that we're going to glean out of this might have to be read between the lines. Like, you know, he's going to answer about Jair, but it's going to be in vague terms, and it's going to be more of like, well, he didn't say he wanted him back, but he didn't say he's gone either. Like, you know, where like we sometimes hear from Goody of like, oh, we absolutely want him back. And then with Jair, if he says something to the effect of like, we're still evaluating, like that might be the biggest thing that we get out of it of like, well, he didn't say he definitely wants him back. It's going to definitely be reading between the lines would be my guess.
Yeah, the cover of Brian Gutekunst's press conference, you kind of have to be a master of inference. Like, okay,
yep.
He's implying this here, I think. No, it's every word is parceled, and we'll see if it's any different today, but I don't expect it will be.
Well, I hope whatever he is, I hope we get some nuggets out of it. And I hope that your employer, Ryan, is paying you time and a half or whatever, because you've been putting out a ton of amazing stuff. You've got grades out there. You've got talking about Jordan Love's drop or the drops from Jordan Love and how it potentially changed his season. I want to start there because it was a really interesting read. You talked about Jordan Love and the season that he had and how the potential drops that he had really could have kind of altered the way that we looked at that season because of all these drops that the receivers had. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I feel like nuance can be dead sometimes in our sports debates. Everyone wants to pick a side, right? And obviously, we all saw the same thing late last season. That was a passing game that was floundering. And so when the offseason ends a little early and you start to wonder, okay, why was that? Why did it flounder a year after it soared down the stretch? Everyone wants to pick sides. Oh, it was the quarterback. Oh, it was the receiver. In truth, in reality, there's a lot of gray area. It is a lot of both. Jordan Love needs to be more accurate. The receivers need to catch the ball. Jordan Love had 43 passes out of his 600-plus that he threw last season that were bad ball incompletions that would have had a chance to be caught had he simply been accurate. That's a lot. But the receivers dropped 41 passes. Of those, 34 were accurate passes, which means they simply hit their hands and weren't caught. At this level, it doesn't matter how inexperienced you are. It doesn't matter your talent level. You're an NFL receiver. The ball hits your hands. It is accurate. You catch the ball every single time. Now, there are going to be drops because these are humans playing a game.
Yep.
If just 17, half of those 34 accurate passes were caught, Jordan Love's completion rating goes from 63.1%, tied for 28th in the league with Will Levis, where you don't want to be, to 11th at 67%. It jumps 4 percentage points simply by catching half, which, by the way, is a conservative number. More than half of those accurate passes at this level should be caught, even with the human element. So it absolutely had a big impact on his season, as did Jordan Love's lack of footwork down the stretch, a lot of off-platform throws were not necessary, leading to inaccuracies. That's going to, on both sides, that's going to have to improve going into 2025.
We're being joined by Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. You can find him on social media at by Ryan Wood. And I think that's such an interesting aspect. And so many times we want to see this like massive improvement from one particular player, but more often than not, it's these slight improvements. And if all of a sudden the receivers just start catching the ball on the ones that are thrown very accurately to them, and Jordan just cleans up a couple things with his mechanics where he's throwing a little bit more not off platform when he doesn't need to be throwing off platform, all of a sudden that completion percentage skyrockets. The offense takes off. They convert some more third downs. Everyone gets a handful of more catches. Everyone's a little bit more happy. The offense looks more like a juggernaut. And like, it's incredible how just a couple of small changes can make the offense look entirely different.
The good news, Andy, is that when you turn on the film, and you do amazing film work yourself, you see, sir, the same thing. When you watch this film of this Packers team, it's not a talent deficiency. And I think we all kind of had that feel watching the games this year. Like, they didn't lose in Detroit because they weren't talented enough to win. They have the talent to go toe-to-toe with anybody. It's the little things that decide winning in this league. The line is so fine between making a playoff run or missing the playoffs. And they're starting from a basis that with a quarterback that can make every single throw. Huge arm. Jordan Love absolutely improved last season when it came to chucking the ball down the field at a much higher efficiency, much more prolific than he was in 2023. That was the big question following him after his first season as starter. Can he be efficient downfield? Well, he answered that in spades. Yes, late in the season, it left a sour taste. But when you look at the totality of his season, he was better throwing 20-plus yards down the field than he was in 2023. Checking that box, a guy that can make all the throws, a guy that has all the talent in the world, that's a good place to be. You need to make it's Patrick Mahomes has incredible talent, but what Patrick Mahomes has mastered is making every play on every down all the time. That's why the Chiefs win as ruthlessly as they do, because he makes the winning play, and that's what you expect out of your quarterback. It's the consistency element of the, and it's not just Jordan Love. It's on throughout the roster, catching the football, getting home on the pass rush. It's the consistency element that was really lacking from this team last year.
Yeah, and I think if they can get that cleaned up, it's going to take this offense and just this team to an entirely different level. And like you said, the talent is certainly there. You went through and graded all of these different position groups, and obviously if we went through one by one, we'd probably be here and both miss Brian Gutekunst's press conference coming up at the top of the hour. But what were some of the things that kind of stood out to you, whether it's on the fringes of either, you know, maybe a position that was graded very high by you or a position graded very low, or maybe one that would surprise some people?
I think the thing that stood out when I stepped back and looked at it, and I don't have the numbers on the bell curve, but the bell curve was that this team, this roster has a very high floor. What it needs to do is raise its ceiling. There's a lot of C-level players on this roster, which is a good thing. C is not a bad grade. C means you are an average NFL player. Every good roster needs to be stocked in the corners, the fringes of the roster with average players because they help win games. But what helps you make a deep playoff run is having a lot of A-list guys. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of Zach Vaughn. He's on that level. Saquon Barkley is obviously on that level. Jalen Carter is on that level. Jalen Hurts might not be an A-list guy, but he's not far off. Like, he is a playmaker at the quarterback position. It's on throughout the roster. You need to have those A-listers. When you look at the Packers roster last year, they had obviously the best player on the roster was Xavier McKinney. He's a solid A in my grades. Josh Jacobs was an A-. I had Brandon McManus as an A-. I don't know what other possible grade you give the guy. He made all but two of his field goals. One of his misses was a 46-yarder against the Detroit Lions in the driving rain in Lambeau Field. 355-yard field goals November and later inside Lambeau Field, the last being against Chicago, should have been a game winner. That's an A-minus player, but that was it. They need to add more top-end talent. That's where Brian Gutekunst is in this roster creation as he's entering the offseason. There's opportunities on the market, and it starts this weekend with conversations in Indianapolis. There's opportunities on the market to be aggressive and pursue those avenues. We'll see if he does.
Yeah, I think he's going to need to, like you said, plenty of good players on this team, adding a couple of great ones. We heard from Josh Jacobs as well, right? Like, you know, three players is what he's looking for. They don't need three average-ish players, right? They don't need more rotational players. They need top-of-the-end talent. We'll see how Brian Gutekunst goes about acquiring that this offseason. Again, we're being joined by Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. The amount of incredible articles he has out there right now is not fair. So go and make sure to check that out. Again, you can find him on social media as well, at By Ryan Wood. You mentioned when you went through some of your cornerback, you know, kind of grades, that corner is maybe lower on the list of needs for Green Bay. I think a lot of people are kind of talking about offensive line, wide receiver, defensive line, whether it's end or tackle, pass rush, I guess, if you will, and then corner being in that list as well. But you're maybe making a point that corner maybe shouldn't be as high on that list. I'd be curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think sometimes that we get a little lost in looking at the names instead of the play. When you saw the cornerback position last season, I think first and foremost, you saw a position that absolutely thrived under the tutelage of Jeff Hafley. It was night and day different than under Joe Perry. Same guys, same names, totally different play. And that's what Brian Gutekunst is going to be looking at, is the play and not the names. When Keyshawn Nixon finally slid out to the perimeter, he showed that he's a pretty solid perimeter corner. He was up and down all across the board as a slot guy under Joe Perry. A lot of promising flashes and a lot of missed tackles, a lot of blown coverages, not a natural fit in the slot, which is surprising. We thought he would be. The film showed otherwise. When he slid out to the perimeter, he gave up four passes all season of 20-plus yards. Carrington Valentine, when he finally won the job from Eric Stokes, he ends the regular season four straight games causing a takeaway play. Two fumbles, two interceptions. He was a playmaker, and he did not allow a touchdown pass all season. That's pretty good to be working on. And then Javon Bullard going forward, that's going to be a big question mark. Do they just put him in the slot, which makes a lot of sense because it facilitates Keyshawn Nixon not being in the slot, being on the perimeter. It facilitates Evan Williams being on the back end with Xavier McKinney at safety. Is he just the slot guy going into next season and you just leave him there? Does he still drop back into the back end? That's a big question mark. Brian Gutekunst said after the season, that position needs bodies, and he's absolutely right. But the idea that Jaire Alexander moving on creates a huge need at corner, I don't understand, because he played 361 snaps last season. They didn't have Jaire Alexander last season. He moved on after Chicago, didn't play again, and this is a cornerback group, part of a secondary, that allowed two 100-yard receivers all season. One was a tight end, Jonnu Smith, Dolphins, Week 13. The only 100-yard wideout that this secondary allowed all year was Week 1, A.J. Brown against the Eagles, who, oh, by the way, was mostly covered by Jaire Alexander. Jaire.
Yep.
After Jaire Alexander left the field midseason and did not return, this secondary only allowed one 100-yard tight end, no 100-yard receivers. They played really well. It needs bodies, and it would not be a surprise if Brian Gutekunst goes out. I'm not saying Rasul Douglas is coming back to a Green Bay, but that type of player in the free agency market, they need depth. They need to have bodies there. It also wouldn't surprise me if the starting three at that position come next season is Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine on the outside, Javon Bullard at the slot, because there's much more pressing needs, specifically the defensive line, interior and the edge, and receiver.
It's a really incredible statistic. Was not aware of that the only 100-yard game allowed to a wide receiver was that A.J. Brown game in Week 1. And I'm with you in the fact that I thought Keyshawn Nixon looked so much better and more natural at outside corner. It just also shows you just how hard slot is to play in the NFL. It's a near impossible position where you have to go against all of the shifty running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. You could get the fast guys. You could get, again, the shifty guys. You could get the strong guys. You could have pulling offensive tackles like Trent Williams coming at you in the run game, having to go up against George Kittle as he's trying to block you. Like, it's just such an impossible position. And I think Keyshawn just is a little bit more natural on the outside as well. And he really made that transition seamless and really did solidify that spot. I'm very curious to see what Goody does in this offseason. Again, being joined by Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. All right, a couple quick ones before I get you out of here, Ryan. I want to ask you, what do you think happens with Josh Myers and Goody's decision there? Do you think he brings him back? Is it just based on cost, or do you think it's time to go in a different direction?
I think it's going to be a fascinating decision. I don't know what he does there, but it will be very interesting. A lot of that's going to be how urgently does Brian Gutekunst view getting Jordan Morgan snaps on the field? Because if Josh Myers comes back and they run this back and this offensive line happens to be as healthy as it was last season, which is highly unlikely, but could happen, it's hard to see where Jordan Morgan in his second season fits in with the current starting five. But if you have Josh Myers leave in free agency, there's now a spot open for your first-round pick to be part of your best five. I think that certainly plays in a factor. So does the fact that Jordan Love is very comfortable with Josh Myers. Josh Myers just had his best season. His strengths and weaknesses have always been very clear. For a 6'5 center, and it starts there, it starts with he is abnormally large for the position. He's always been great when it comes to mobility, and he's always struggled gaining leverage because of his size against these low, stouty defensive tackles that get underneath him and too often knock him off the snap. He cut down on that drastically last season. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. That's always going to be the challenge in his game. But he got blown off the snap much less in 2024 than he ever has before. The intangibles with Josh Myers is something that we're going to have to find out. How does Brian Gutekunst value that? Because the trust with the quarterback, the camaraderie, the chemistry, the way that he communicates and is in charge of all the pre-snap responsibilities on the offensive line, he handles that job as a center at a very high level. Is he Cree Humphrey? Absolutely not. And that's always going to mar his legacy here with the Green Bay Packers, knowing that one pick later, they could have had an all-pro center. He's not an all-pro center. Doesn't look like he's ever going to be an all-pro center. This isn't a Corey Linsley situation where late in his career he developed to a point where he was getting on all-pro lists. He is an average to slightly above average center in this league. I don't understand the pro football focus rankings, having him sure. at the bottom. They don't make sense to me when you watch the film. I don't know what Brian Gutekunst does, but it's a fascinating offseason at the offensive line. That decision, what do they do with Jordan Morgan? Zach Tom is a no-brainer extension. The biggest decision that they have to make on the offensive line this offseason is what to do with Rashid Walker, because he's proven for 2 years now he's not a top five left tackle by any means, but he is a starting caliber left tackle in this league. Those guys get paid. Do you extend Rashid Walker as well this spring, or do you make him go prove it again? And if he goes proves it again this fall, the closer he gets to free agency, the higher the price is going to be.
I think you nailed it right on the head when you just say fascinating offseason, and I think you can almost apply that to just about everything. It's not this offseason where they've got, you know, $100 million to spend. They don't have five top 100 picks again like they did a season ago, but it is extremely fascinating with where they're at as a team, some of the decisions they have to make, the determinations on some of these young players. Do they want to bring them back? Do they want to give them extensions? And then where they can add some of these top flight players, if they can add some of these top flight players, and of course what they do in the draft as well. It's going to be fun to cover. I know you're going to do it better than anyone, Ryan. I appreciate you a ton. Where can we find all of your incredible work, and what are you going to be working on this week?
Hey, Packers news. This week, I am very much looking forward to kicking back and watching all the combine coverage from my incredible colleagues, Tom Silverstein, Dominique Yakes, and Indy. So make sure you, for wall-to-wall coverage from the combine, starting today with Ryan Gutekunst, make sure you go to PackersNews.com.
We'll definitely be doing so. Again, make sure to follow Ryan at @ByRyanWood. I can't thank you enough, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, take care, Indy.
You as well. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone, so get those phone calls and texts into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line. It's the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.